data centers take up massive amounts of energy. And whenever you run an AI model, it's using some of that energy. And energy use at the moment, unfortunately, is mainly carbon-based for data centers. Now, a lot of data centers are changing that. Microsoft, for instance, has gone with nuclear, which has got low carbon impact. But as far as our company goes, we try and use serverless technology, which means that our servers and our operations are only using energy when they're actually actively being used. In most organizations, the servers are running in the background the entire time, just burning energy, sitting, doing nothing on idle. So we use modern serverless technology. We scale our compute requirements as our users use the system more. So the more users we get, the more compute power and energy we put into our servers, which means that when it's quiet, we don't have a lot of carbon use. It's a really difficult one to answer though, and hopefully AI may provide some of those answers in the future itself, almost kind of eating its own tail. One of the things I do want to mention is that the platform that we built and the AI that's built into it doesn't have to use the big, massive, large language models that you use in ChatGPT. It's a specialist slice of the world that we need, so we can fine tune and make a small language model that can perform just as good on our context and our domain, but using something along the lines of 100 times less power. So I think by being really conscious about what you're using and trimming all the fat and the waste, that's going to minimize the amount of carbon as much as possible that we use in the organization.